Week 20, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry for ever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, Lord. I will meditate on your wonders. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. The Lord has sent a word against Jacob, and it will light upon Israel, and all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in their pride and in arrogance of heart, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with dressed stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." So the Lord raises adversaries against them and stirs up their enemies. The Syrians on the east and the Philistines on the west devour Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. The people did not turn to him who smote them, nor seek the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed, in one day. The elder and honoured man is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail. For those who lead this people lead them astray, and those who are led by them are swallowed up. Therefore the Lord does not rejoice over their young men, and has no compassion on the fatherless and widows. For everyone is godless and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns like a fire, it consumes briars and thorns, it kindles the thickets of the forest, and they roll upwards in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burned, and the people are like fuel for the fire. No man spares his brother. They snatch on the right, but are still hungry, and they devour on the left, but are not satisfied. Each devours his neighbor's flesh, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and together they are against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression, to turn aside the needy from justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil, and that they make the fatherless their prey. What will you do on the day of judgment, in the storm which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your wealth? Nothing remains but to crouch among the prisoners or fall among the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. Responsory from Lamentations chapter 2. What darkness the Lord in his anger has brought upon the daughter of Sion! He hurled down from heaven to earth the glory of Israel. He did not remember in the day of his anger that Sion was his footstool. He hurled down from heaven to earth the glory of Israel. A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine. Whenever we suffer some distress or tribulation, there we find warning and correction for ourselves. Our Holy Scriptures themselves do not promise us peace, security, and repose, but tribulation and distress. The Gospel is not silent about scandals, but, quote, he who perseveres to the end will be saved. End of quote. What good has this life of ours ever been from the time of the first man, from when he deserved death and received the curse, that curse from which Christ our Lord delivered us? So we must not complain, brothers, quote, as some of them complained, as the Apostle says, and perished from the serpents. End of quote. What fresh sort of suffering, brothers, does the human race now endure that our fathers did not undergo? Or when do we endure the kind of sufferings which we know they endured? Yet you find men complaining about the times they live in, saying that the times of our parents were good. What if they could be taken back to the times of their parents, and should then complain? The past times that you think were good are good because they are not yours here and now. If you have now been delivered from the curse, if you have now believed in the Son of God, if you are now well versed or trained in sacred scriptures, I am surprised that you should reckon Adam to have had good times. Your parents carried the burden of Adam as well. Indeed, it was Adam who heard the words, quote, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, and you shall work the ground from which you were taken. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you." End of quote. He deserved this, he received this, he was given this as a result of God's just judgment. Why then do you think past times were better than yours? From that Adam to the Adam of today, toil and sweat, thorns and thistles. Have we forgotten the flood? Have we forgotten those burdensome times of famine and wars? They were written about to prevent us complaining of the present time against God. What times those were! Do not we all shudder to hear or read of them? So we have rather cause for congratulating ourselves than grounds for complaining about our own times. Responsory from Psalm 76. My thoughts went back to times long past. I remembered forgotten years. All night long I was deep in distress. O God, I said, be merciful. In the days of my distress I sought the Lord, and by night I lifted my outstretched hands in prayer. O God, I said, be merciful. Let us pray. Lord God, you have prepared for those who love you what no eye has seen nor ear has heard. Fill our hearts with your love, so that loving you above all and in all, we may attain your promises, which the heart of man has not conceived. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.